Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I am so excited to be back in New Jersey today. We got home and it has been rather cold, and I am here for it because I am so sick of wearing swimsuits and shorts and dresses. Like, I just want to change up my wardrobe. And the minute we got back in Jersey, there is just this busy vibration, and like, people are busy, people are moving and shaking. And I just love that energy, to be honest. And my husband, not so much. He was like, okay, take me back to Florida right away. But we learned so much about our businesses and each other and us as a family. It was challenging being in Florida all together all the time. Kyle and I trying to figure out navigating our work schedules with Jethro, because we didn't have our nanny with us for that long. She was only down there for about a week while we did the couples retreat. By the way, I got so many messages about the couples retreat after, like, let me know about the next one. And here is the thing, guys. I launch stuff that I feel aligned with. So in 2024, I felt aligned with doing a couples retreat. I'm not saying that's going to be on my vision board for next year. It might not be. Every time I host a big event, whether it was Scale Up, whether it was Cairo Wealth Con, whether it was the couples retreat, I get so many DMs like, I can't wait for you to do this again. And I just want to remind you, nothing is guaranteed. Opportunities do not last. And that includes the Wealthy Practitioner offerings. So if you see us offering something, you need to snag it up. You need to just do it. You need to say, yes, let's go. Have that full send energy, because you're not going to regret it. First of all, if you've seen how I carry out events, they're always a smashing good time, always a ton of fun, really cool people at them. Always have surprises up my sleeve because that's how I like to roll. And you just don't know when it's going to come around again. That also brings me to another little update that I have for you. I have decided in 2025, we are optimizing for different things at the Wealthy Practitioner. So I was pretty dead convinced that I was going to do Scale Up again in 2025. And we started putting some feelers out to the hotels that we love to work with in Nashville. And we were getting some resistance. We put up feelers to speakers, and nothing was going easy. Nothing was smooth rolling. Me and Brandy were like, okay, we'll just pause. We'll just like circle back after Thanksgiving. And of course, when I was in Florida and we were at the JW, I just had the download, like, Scale Up is not supposed to happen in 2025. I have no idea why. I am just getting that as a download. And so we will not be doing Scale Up in 2025. And to be honest, in 2025, we are focused on taking really good care of the clients that we have and the new clients that feel really excited to work with us, that I am not interested in doing an event in the first half of next year for hundreds of people just for them to come and get a test run. To be honest, events are a ton of work. They're a shit ton of money. Coordinating speakers and schedules and ticket sales and launches and promos and all of it is a ton of work. You don't make any money on events. I just am feeling, after having a really exciting, explosive year of growth in 2024 that involved a lot of events, that I want to just really focus on deeper connection with my clients and people who are excited to become our clients, and have that be our avenue in how we deliver events next year. So I'm not saying that I won't host a big event next year. I'm just saying Scale Up's not happening in the beginning half of the year, but we are going to be doing likely one of our client pop-ups in Nashville, potentially somewhere else. We're putting a couple of feelers out. The pop-up that we're hosting in Dallas sold out in a matter of, honestly, weeks. We've had tons of people asking if they could come, and we just don't have room for it because we selected a small intimate venue. Our goal is the next time we have a pop-up in May that we'll get a little bit bigger space so that we can have a few more people come, but those will always be capped too, and our clients always get first dibs. For the one in May, we'll probably open it up to non-clients, just like we did this last time. But again, our clients sign up for them so quickly that we don't always have room. So our focus in 2025 is really going to be intentional, not necessarily the outward expansion that you saw from us in 2024. There's never been a better time to start working with us or get behind the scenes. You guys know that we're doing another launch for 90-day sprint coming up. So if you're considering working with us, I also would really encourage you to do it in January because, again, I'm not guaranteeing what the next launch is going to be. We're not going to turn around and do another launch like we did this year. We are really wanting to protect capacity of our team. It's really important for me heading into 2025 that I have that at the forefront of my mind. That's the update. That's the tea. Now we'll get into what I wanted to talk to you about today. The thing is, a lot of practitioners at the end of the month have this doom feeling like they're starting over the minute a new month rolls around. For whatever reason, feels more so in Q4 for a lot of people because they probably haven't built their business in a way that allows for continued growth, but also they just feel the effects of the holidays more. And I shared on Instagram this past week, I used to be that person that thought I was just less busy during the holidays until I realized I was the one putting that energy out there, until I realized it was all directly correlated to myself. I want to remind you that you have the power to change your environment. If your energy is dragging, the energy of your business is going to be dragging. What happens often is that people will have a really great month and then they have this feeling of doom. Oh, I got to do it all again next month. So I want to reprogram your nervous system for that. I want to reprogram your mindset around that. Everything you did in this month should happen in the next month and you should be able to build momentum on top of that. If you are not able to do that, it's because you don't have the right systems in place. It's because you don't have a dialed in new patient acquisition system. It's because you don't have a retention system. It's because you don't have a marketing plan in place. We just had our marketing calendar workshop training inside of our mastermind where everybody worked on building out how they're going to retain more patients, how they're going to get more new patients, how they're going to do promos and giveaways, how they're going to have social media giveaways. All of that we mapped out. And so if you haven't done that yet, I encourage you to sit down and plan it now because life happens, shit happens, families, children, every outside variable can happen. And you want to be prepared. You know that if you're going to execute on this in May, if you're going to do a Mother's Day brunch or a Mother's Day tea, have that planned ahead of time. When it is pre-planned, your team can execute and delegate for you. If you're a solo practitioner, I know it's even harder to have a marketing calendar that you just whip up because you're in charge of everything. I want to encourage you to sit down, break out ChatGPT or Claude and get into building out some emails to nurture your list next year, create a content calendar, create the events you want to host, and then just stick to that. You will free up so much brain space by having it all planned out on a calendar. The other thing is you feel like you're starting over because you don't have a good system in place to track your stats. So you're not tracking the right things. So the absolute non-negotiables that I would be doing if I were you is sitting down and calculating my OVA, my PVA, and my CVA. And if you don't know what those are, you need to be tracking these. You need to also be tracking your profitability percentage. You need to be tracking your cost to deliver an adjustment. You need to be tracking your attrition rate. So when clients are falling off every year or during what point in their care plan, what's your active care plan conversion? What's your wellness care plan conversion? These are all things that you should be tracking. If you're not, then I want you to click the link that I have in the show notes because I have our stat tracker there for you. It'll also give you our systems checklist to where you can see where you might be lacking some of these systems in your office that are truly going to allow you to grow month over month. So check the show link notes because you can input your email there and we'll send it right to your email. But for my clients in December, I want them looking at what their average profitability has been and what is our goal to increase that next year? Are we wanting to increase it by 5%, 10%, 20%? It's not only about revenue. You guys know this about me. I really don't give a shit what your revenue is. I want to know what your profit is and what you're paying yourself, what you're bringing home for your family. That reminds me of something. I have a client when we were working together and she had done really well. They had two clinics between them. And when I dove into her books and we started seeing what she was making, I was like, girl, this is not okay that you are not paying yourself more money, but all of these people on your payroll are getting paid a shit ton of money. And I need you to know this year, it's your turn to eat. Like you want to create a homestead. You want to do all of these things. You need money in order to do that. It's time for you to put yourself first. And maybe you're listening to this and you need that permission slip that, hey, if you're over leveraged on team, you have to make that decision as the leader and the CEO to cut where you have to so that you can be paid. Nobody wins by you being poor or broke. Nobody wins by you being the martyr that does everything for everybody else and never gets any reward. That's not going to happen in 2025. Okay. We're leaving that version person in 2024. So if you need some help with that, we would love to help you. The most common plateaus I see inside of practitioners is that 20 to 30K a month mark, which is a great place to be, by the way. You're usually typically pretty profitable at this point because you have a smaller team. And the reason you're plateauing at that is because you're getting new patients, but you're not keeping them. So the first thing I would have you look at is, what is your retention rate? What's your conversion to wellness? Are you even offering wellness? Do you have a patient journey mapped out so that you can see where you're lacking or where you're falling off? If you're feeling like you're plateaued at 50 to 60 and you can't really get past that hump, you likely need more team or better systems. And the systems checklist will help with that, of course, but like, more team is more team actually moving the needle. So where do you need to free up your time as CEO so that you can remove yourself and go work on things that are going to make you the most money? I have this viewpoint on associates. Like, my associates are not there to go and market for me. My associates are not there to go and get new patients for me. Now, if they're doing a really great job in their role, they're showing up every day, they're delivering quality care, they're asking for referrals, they're asking for testimonials, they're coming to team meetings with amazing ideas for marketing, yes, they're naturally going to attract more patients. But it is my role as owner and CEO to make sure that our new patient flow is where it needs to be for them. So for some of you who've reached a plateau, you do need to increase your marketing dollars. You need to do some kind of paid advertising, whether that's through Google ads or Facebook ads, or even paying for other things online that's going to grow your brand, whether that's social media, it could be a number of things. If you are plateaued, you need to increase the amount of people you can process as well. For us inside of the Wealthy Practitioner, what that looks like is looking at your schedule and optimizing it. I can't tell you how many people tell me they're at max capacity and they're seeing 150 a week. And I'm like, you're not scheduling correctly then. Or they're at 250 a week, but they haven't grown in visits. And this is particular to Cairo, but they haven't grown in increasing their OVA. And so there are so many different ways that you can grow in 2025. You have to figure out what kind of practice you want to build. And I'm going to record a separate episode on the different types of practices, because so often we're only shown one model. Oh, you need to be a high volume, low price point, or you need to be a high volume and discount for the second family member and the third family member and the fourth family member. And I can't tell you how much that makes me want to poke my eyeballs out. Why is the second child cheaper than the mother? Why is the second child cheaper than the first child? It doesn't make any sense, guys. You're discounting care and you wonder why people don't value it. You're telling them how to value you based on how you're pricing your care plans. But I digress. There are so many different ways that you can create a practice that truly lights your soul on fire and has nothing to do with high volume, has nothing to do with price. It just is like, how do you want to live your life? How do you want to see patients? How do you want to show up? What kind of online brand do you want to build? How do you want to be spending your CEO time? How do you want to spend your time outside of the office? And then reverse engineering it and figuring it out from there. If you would have told me 5 years ago that I'd be able to spend a month in Florida with my family, still working, by the way, still checking in on the practices, chatting with team. Obviously, I was working inside of consulting because I can do that from anywhere. But if you would have told me 5 years ago that was a reality, I wouldn't have believed you, because I just didn't know how until I learned from people that show me the way to step into a CEO role. So I just want to remind you, whatever your current reality is today does not have to be what it is in the future. If you love the way that it is today, then amazing. How can you improve it 2%, 3% in the new year so that your profitability increases just a little bit? You maintain your freedom or the balance that you have between work and business and family, and how can you continue to do that? Whatever you want to create is yours for the taking, and here's your reminder. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.